Good morning. 8:27 a.m. on April the 12th, 2016, a Tuesday. That was noisy. So yesterday morning got eaten up by the bank. I sat down and looked at Milk Run again in the afternoon. Story is not working. I like what's written, but it's not a story. It's not Boss story. It's not the one I need. So, yeah. Today we sit down with it again. As soon as I get home, what I really need to do is pay my tax, my estimated tax for the first quarter. We got the bank stuff all, for the publishing company, got that all straightened out yesterday. I need to go through and point all of the other income streams over to the company account, and I'll have credit and debit cards. I've got a checking account set up in the company name now, so yeah, it's working out. But I really want to get another book going. Really want to get another book out. I'm still noodling with the idea of making a library edition of my paperbacks. Terrible night's sleep. Got up at my normal hour and then sat there at the computer and practically fell asleep. The alarm was loud enough to wake me up to get the kid up for school. She's off to school now. I have to make two more trips to school today, one at 1:30, pick her up, one at 3 o'clock, 3:30 to take her back, and then back again at 5 o'clock for the final pickup. I have to figure out something to do for supper. Ideally, it'll be something I can fix so that my wife can get something to eat before she goes to rehearsal at 5:30. I'm hiking right along because I want to get back. I want to get started. I want to get things moving. I'm trying to think if there's anything interesting that crossed my desk yesterday. I don't think so. Nothing outrageous, nothing terribly interesting. I think I mentioned yesterday that my proposal for field guide to Amazon was accepted for the Colorado Gold Convention. So I'll be going over to, I guess it's down to Denver for that in September. I've got a Independent Writer of the Year panel at the Tattered Book Cover. No, the Tattered Cover, sorry. Down in Denver, I've got to get some books brought in, but before I can do that, I've got to get the books produced in paper, because it's for Ashes Born. And while I'm doing that, I plan to do South Coast in paper as well. Tearing up the street here. I really don't have anything to talk about. I very rarely get to this point where I'm thinking more along the lines of putting one foot in front of another and not, what am I thinking about? I'm wondering if I'll see my daughter. She's supposed to be on her way to work here at Lowe's, which is, I'm walking right by it now. She's supposed to be there by 9. And my track takes me right along with her. Same path she's walking, but in the opposite direction. So anyway. Milk run. I really have to take a real hard look at Milk Run. I'm under 7,000 words. I've been working on it since January. The story is not grabbing me. As much as I like what's there, the story is not grabbing me. It has me bugged. It has me sorely aggravated. Because what it means is that the story isn't working. the stories were working, I would have had it done by now. Even with the jump start from exile, I would have had it done by now. On the one hand, I hate to start over because this would be the fourth or fifth time I've started over on this particular book since last year. The other side of it is that if it were working, I wouldn't have to be thinking about it. If it were working, it would be done. Dogs. Good morning. At least it's kind of a pretty day. I hear a lot of birds singing. A lot of grackles crackling. There's a little bit of sun here and there, some blue sky. Yesterday was such a grubby looking day. Broke open in the afternoon, but this is going to be a lot of walking and no talking today, I'm afraid. Don't have a lot to contribute. Crab apples are sure pretty. They're starting to drop their blossom petals. The sidewalk is beginning to get covered with them. There's another one over there. I hadn't noticed that one before. certain amount of pain this morning. Back and shoulders, my legs. Didn't get a good night's sleep. Thinking about a nap. Well, I didn't see the kid yet. Here she comes. She's not wearing her hat today. Good morning. Good luck. Not a happy camper. It's one of the things about parents. You want to make it all good. You want to make it all go away. And the truth is that no matter how much you want to do that, it doesn't really do anybody any favors. She wants to do is art. Her writing isn't really taking off. Her art projects aren't really selling. There's a lot of books out, but they're not finding an audience yet. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.